Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of this happy hour. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've just got a tiny morsel. This one's too good to wait. You know, I'm like Veruca Salt. I want it now. And then the callers. Former President Donald Trump speculated on the marriage of one of his top White House advisors on Thursday.
Of course he did.
Unable to tweet, although Elon Musk may allow him back on Twitter, Trump emailed out a screenshot of a tweet with his own commentary, essentially a retweet workaround. Is that like a retweet reach around, Don?
No, ask the handyman, they know.
Trump drew attention to a tweet by right-wing political operative Caleb Hull, who tweeted a picture of, I don't quite understand this, tweeted a picture with the question, is George Conway okay? And then Trump felt it necessary to put out a statement in which he craps on his own former campaign advisor. So here's what Trump screenshotted, retweet, workarounded. No, he's mentally ill, a very sick man. I don't know what Kellyanne did to him. The funniest part to me is that he's blaming it on Kellyanne Conway, and she's supposed to be a friend. I mean, can it be his own fault? Can it, you know, despite best efforts from Kellyanne? So anyways, here it is. I'll get it all out in one shot. No, he's mentally ill, a very sick man. I don't know what Kellyanne did to him, but it must have been really bad. She has totally destroyed this guy. His mind is completely shot.
What did she do?
Wow. You know, some people are looking suspiciously at Mrs. Crudy right this very second.
Mm-hmm.
844-967-2789. With friends like that, Tom, who needs enemies?
I don't.
Joe from Madison, you're a friend. Welcome back. What do you got?
Oh, you bet.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, you bet. Well, hey, guys. I just wanted to continue a bit on the discussion of Handyman Voss and the continuation of Mr. Gableman.
I appreciate that you're using the course adjacent language with us. I'm glad you're going there with us, Joe.
It's descriptive. It really does tie it up real nice. I did not realize WizPolitics published a piece where they said that Gableman had sent, on Monday, he had sent a letter saying that he was willing to take his salary down to, now get this, $1 annually.
Well, that's more than Dom makes.
Wow, $1.
What a sweet deal. So he's just in it for the pettiness and the vengeance. You know, I'd do this job for free.
Well, it does make you wonder what he's in for, doesn't it? I mean, if he's offering to do this for a buck, and then he says that, and then he offers to buy the office equipment because I guess Voss's people, Handyman's people, were coming to pick it up on Tuesday. So he offered to buy it so that that wouldn't have to happen.
And well, I hear he got a good deal on the office equipment and the office lease, you know, the co-share with the liposuction clinic.
You know, quality,
I wonder if he got,
place that he's got going.
A liposuction thrown in for good measure.
No, obviously not. Isn't he? Wasn't he sharing with Cardall or whatever his name, the guy from the crackpot attorney from Minnesota?
I believe it was the Thomas More Society. I don't know if Cardall is the specific lawyer that was sharing the office at the liposuction clinic in Brookfield, though. I'd have to check my notes, Joe.
Well, what's so fantastic about it, though, is that he makes it seem like the cheapest deal you could ever possibly have, so that the only downside you'd have would be keeping the office open, would be the legal fees from my upcoming lawsuits. You guys, the legal fees are a quarter of a mil. WizPolitics found at a quarter of a mil already, and he still has more court cases to go, including that one in Waukesha, where he's hoping to get officials jailed because they didn't comply with his subpoenas. You know, those folks, that particular lawsuit. What is that going to cost us, a pretty penny or what? What is behind this man insisting that he will go forward for $1 if we pick up the cost of all the legal cases that he's dancing around with? there is something a little bizarre in that whole deal.
There's something wrong with that man. Very, very wrong with that man.
It's just, what's the deal? You know, what's the deal that he's willing to do this? If he's only going to get a dollar from the taxpayers, who's he getting money from then, you know?
Sorry to cut you short, Joe. Recently, I joked with someone, I want to make Gableman money. And I found out I already do.
A dollar.
And well, this Joe, well-paying radio gig, I make money almost like they promised the Foxconn employees would.
Well, of course, we know this quote-unquote investigation is a sham, it's a joke, it's a scam, it's a grift, it's a hustle. And so long as Gableman's going to be cashing $11,000 a month, he's never going to wrap up that investigation. I mean, why would you?
But if he's willing to work for a buck.
Okay, but he just went on, you know, some of these other right-wing talk radio podcast shows asking for money. Call your state legislator, ask him to continue this. So he's probably out fishing for money. I'm assuming he's getting money given to him from, you know, some organization.
Well, Trump ain't up in any money.
All right,
but
here's my point. If he leaves this appointed position, or it's now a volunteer position as office of special counsel, well, is that even a thing? And then do we then as taxpayers have, or as citizens of a guy who's going to be doing some, he no longer has subpoena power, right, then? And he's doing some investigation into our elections? Well, under what authority is he doing it, and who's paying him? By whose hand? I mean, we need to know then who's funding this quote-unquote action.
Well, last time I checked on Gableman, you know, before he took on this high-paying office of special counsel job, he worked at Michael Best and Friedrich, right? The very same ones that crafted the gerrymandered maps off campus like a decade ago. Pretty sure that's the firm. So, you know, he's got gainful employment. Republicans, they take care of their own dime. There's always a golden parachute.
Just ask Scott Walker.
And, you know, If he's not getting paid in the traditional sense, accepting a dollar for, you know, the hard work of creating red herrings and besmirching Democratic elections officials, well, you know, if you can't do that out of just the passion for defaming people and libeling them and crapping on them and just making stuff up, Dom, you know, it's his passion. It's a passion project for him.
Well, I mean, someone's got to do it. And if not Gableman, who?
You
and
know,
if
the
not now, when?
The last two people that I recall doing this sort of work for free were Rudy Giuliani, the recently disbarred former attorney to
soon to be
president,
testifying to the J6 committee,
and Paul Manafort. He was also working pro bono, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you keep great company. You know, lawyers, they do lots of pro bono work.
No, you usually hire the best people, but if you don't have to pay them, then you're not really hiring them, are you?
Well, that mostly was for Rudy's, you know, divorce proceedings, I thought. But anyways, thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you to John Nichols, my fine guest earlier. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Evan. Thank you all for listening. Native Roots Radio is next. And then in the Shaw, Joel Clayfish will not be doing a live show. He has been stuck in Africa for 3 days. No gas. That's a true story.